What's up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday morning online Water's Edge worship experience. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you so much for joining us. If you don't know, we are back having live in-person services every Sunday, two services at 9:30 and 11:15. If you feel safe coming out and hanging out with us, come hang out with us. We'll be starting nursery, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. We'll have nursery, kids stuff, and all that kind of good stuff. So everybody will have their place. If you want to come hang out with us, do that. If you like tuning in online, thank you so much for doing that. If you know of anyone that these messages will help and these online services will help, send that link to them. Tag them in it, man. Let them know that we love them too. And for those of you who continue to be generous, thank you so much for doing that. You help us help people and love people and serve people and feed people and reach people. You're amazing, and thank you so much for hanging in there with us. Today we finish up with our series that we started a few weeks ago entitled Make a Splash. And this series is focused on this, overcoming those roadblocks in our life that keep us back from joy. And we all have those roadblocks in our life, something in our life that's stealing our peace, something in our life that's stealing our joy in our happiness. And like I've told you over the last several weeks, everyone that I know is on a very specific quest, a very specific mission. But here's the deal. You didn't tune in this morning because you were mainly looking for holiness, even though we do look for that. But you tuned in this morning because you're mainly looking for something else, and that's happiness. Everyone that I know, when they lay down at night, ultimately, they just want to be happy. When we wake up in the morning and we live our life, ultimately, at the end of the day, we just want peace and we just want happiness. And we'd all be lying today if we said we didn't want those two things, peace and happiness. Now, how many of you, when you were growing up, somewhere in your house, your parents or your grandparents or whoever your guardians were, they had a place on a very specific wall where they would mark and chart your growth each year, how tall you would grow, maybe every month or something like that? How many of you had that? And how many of you have done that with your kids? We have a certain wall in our house, Jackie and I. It's in our laundry room. And we have charted the growth of Jagger and Aiden since around 2017. And it's really cool when you show them how they've grown. And I love that, especially between the ages of 11 and 16. Aiden is 18 and Jagger just turned 11. And man, over the past few years, they have been growing like weeds. And it's really cool when you can show them, hey, last month you were here and this month you've grown this much. You've grown an inch or a half of an inch. Last year you were here. Look at how much you've grown in a year. And when they can see the markers, when they can see the growth, when they can see the progress, then you can see a sense of satisfaction on their face, a sense of joy. Because not only do they know that they were growing, but they can see it. They can see the growth and they can see the signs. When I was in high school, my 10th and 11th grade year, and my 9th grade year too, I wanted to be taller so bad because I played basketball. And I wanted to be able to jump up. I knew I was never going to be really, really tall, but I wanted to be able to jump high enough to where I could grab the rim with both hands. Now, back in high school, when I reached my junior year, my senior year, I was 5'11" because I had hair. I had really, really, really big hair. And so this is what I would do my junior and senior year, man. I would hang my feet upside down from the pull-up bar, and I would hang upside down hoping that that would stretch me and make me grow taller. And then when I'd get off of that, I'd get on the jumping machine. I'd practice jumping because I had two goals. I wanted to get taller, and I wanted to jump higher. Well, by the time I reached my senior year, I could dunk a volleyball with just one hand. The reason why I couldn't dunk a basketball is because I couldn't hold on to it. But I can remember looking back because I'd marked my growth. And I could see this is how much I've grown and this is how higher I can jump. And when I could see that I had marked my progress and I could look back and see this is where I was, but this is where I am now, then it gave me a sense of satisfaction and it gave me a sense of joy. And so today, as we wrap this study up on personal joy, I want to share something with you that's very real life. It's extremely practical, but also extremely true. And it has to do with one thing that steals our joy, but it also has to do with something else that can give us our joy back. And this is really true for all of us. We all feel this way. When what I want to talk to you about actually happens in our life, everyone that I know feels this way. And it's my heart and my desire that I can see this to be evident in my life, even though sometimes I go backwards and sometimes I don't find it to be very evident. There's this one thing that if we go backwards, it steals our joy. But if we go forward, it gives us this sense of great satisfaction and peace. And this is what it is. But first, let me just share a passage with you from the text. And notice what the Apostle Peter says right here about progress and maturing and growing up in our faith. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, if you're still with me, Sam's still with you. He says, in view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. And then he says this, supplement, that word supplement means add. Add to your faith with a generous provision, which means don't just have faith, but add to your faith and add a lot of this. Not just a little bit, but a lot. Make sure that you're growing in these areas. Moral excellence and moral excellence with knowledge and knowledge with self-control. Self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, he says, the more you grow, progress like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail, notice this, to develop in these ways or grow or progress in these ways are short-sighted, they're blind, forgetting they've been cleansed from their old sins in the first place. Notice the breakdown. Right here, Peter says, supplement your faith or add to your faith. So don't just have faith in Jesus, but grow, progress, mature, add a generous amount of these things. The first thing was moral excellence. Moral excellence is when you become a person worthy of trust because you're honest and you try to do the right thing. And then you add to your faith not only moral excellence, but you add knowledge. Knowledge is learning from your lessons in this life and making sure you don't repeat the same mistakes. And then you add to your faith not only knowledge, but self-control. Listen, if you can't say no to temptation, then you're not growing. Self-control is not boring. It's satisfying because it leads you away from regret. Let me say that again. Self-control is not boring. It's satisfying because it leads you away from regret. And then you add to your faith not only self-control, but patient endurance. And that means you don't give up when things get difficult. You don't bail out when things get difficult. You don't run away and quit when things get difficult. You have endurance in your life and it is patient. You don't make these quick decisions in temporary seasons. And then you add to your faith not only patient endurance, but godliness. That just simply means being more like Jesus. And then above everything, you add to your faith brotherly love and love for everyone. And that means you don't just love the people that are like you, but you love people that are much, much different than you. And then what does Peter say? The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be. In other words, the more satisfied you will feel and the more joy you will have. When you feel like you're maturing, when you feel like you're growing, when you feel like you're productive and useful, then you're satisfied. And that satisfaction in life gives you two things. And it's the two things that we all want, peace and happiness. So, a question, if you're still with me, Sam's still with you. What happens when you can look at your life and you can actually see the progress and the growth that has happened in your life? I'm dealing with my storms in a much better and different way. I'm dealing with my battles. I'm dealing with my pain. I'm dealing with my depression. I'm dealing with my addictions. I'm dealing with my heartache. I'm dealing with my past in a much better and healthy and different way. When you can see that, when you can see that this is where I was, but this is where I am, and I have grown and progressed in my life, when you finally see that, then there's this sense of joy and satisfaction and peace because we can recognize our growth and progress. But what happens when you start to recognize that you're going backwards in your life? I'm dealing with my temptations like the old me used to. I'm dealing with my heartache. I'm dealing with my pain. I'm dealing with my sadness. I'm dealing with my hurt. I'm dealing with my habits and my relationship problems like the old me used to. It feels like I'm going backwards again. When we feel that way, we're overcome with regret and it steals our peace and it steals our joy. Why? Because this is where we need to be and we keep going backwards. But what gives us our joy back? When we used to be here, but now we're here and we're going forward. That is satisfying. So understanding all of that, I want to give you some markers today, some observations to help us recognize when we're growing and when we're growing in maturity. That way, if there's an area in your life where you feel like you're going backwards, you can face it today, you can deal with it, and you can get your joy back by making a decision today to mature and progress in that area. But first, let me say this, and remember this today, this is so important. If you're still with me, Sam's still with you. Notice this. Experience is a difficult teacher. Because she's always going to give you the test first and the lesson afterwards. The test is always going to come first. Like I told you last week, both of your talents and your temptations are going to open up opportunities for you in this life. But your character decides what happens next once those doors are open. You will always be tested first. And I don't know about you, but I would rather learn from my victories instead of my regret. I don't know about you, but I would rather learn from my success instead of my failures. I would rather learn the lesson that I need to learn and go forward. So here's a few markers to help us keep track of our spiritual growth in our faith in God and as we walk with God in this life. The first one is this: you're handling your money in a much more mature way. How you handle your finances is one of the biggest indicators that if you're a responsible person or a reckless person. Responsible people live with peace. Reckless people live with regret. Are you growing in that area? Again, your checkbook is one of the biggest indicators of if you're responsible or reckless. Responsible people always have joy. Number two, you keep your promises to people. I love the Game of Thrones. In fact, they're making a spinoff season that's going to start, I think, next year. I'm so excited. And I've watched every season of the Game of Thrones all the way through, probably 10 times. I love it. And one of my favorite characters is Jon Snow. And close to the last season, there's this scene where Jon Snow is standing before the queen with his council. And she's going to ask him to do something. And he could lie to her and save everybody a bunch of trouble and danger. But Jon Snow never lied. And he always did what was right. And so he did not lie to this queen. He said that he would not be loyal to her. And because of that, it threw everything in chaos. Well, right after that scene, the dwarf in the show walks up to him and goes, "Why didn't you just lie?" And this is what Jon Snow said. And I love it. And I think it's amazing. He says, "When enough people tell enough lies, then our words stop meaning anything." And that's true. Be honest. Let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. When we can live like that, that's maturity. That's peace. That's satisfaction. Are you growing in that area? If you let your yes be yes and your no be no, you don't have to run away from anything. You can live with peace, and that always gives you joy. Number three, you still with me, Sam, still with you. When you can set boundaries with negative people or negative triggers in your life, that's how you know that you're growing. If someone or something is causing emotional pain or exhaustion in your life, and instead of just taking it and letting it run all over you, you finally stand up for yourself. You finally stand up for your emotional health. You finally stand up for your peace of mind. You finally stand up for your esteem instead of internalizing everything and drifting off into sadness and self-pity and low self-esteem. You stand back up and you fight for yourself. That's how you can tell that you're finally growing. You're finally standing up for yourself. So are you growing in this area? Number four, you know that you're growing when you're becoming more encouraging and less critical of other people. Listen, what you criticize the hardest in other people oftentimes is a reflection of what's weakest inside of you. My dad used to put it this way: the people that are always harping on these sins are the people who secretly have the biggest problem with them and struggling with them. It's so true. When people criticize you, it normally has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what's going on inside of them. And so you can know that you're growing, and you can tell that you're growing in this life when you become less critical of others and more encouraging of other people. Mature people are encouragers. Selfish people are critical. Are we maturing? Number five, you can tell that you're progressing in this life when you stop trying to force unhealthy relationships to work. Listen, if you have to force it to work, and it ends one day because you stop trying to force it, then it was supposed to end because it was unhealthy. And when you can get past the fear of loneliness in order to stand up for yourself, that's growing. I tell people all the time, if you can stop letting loneliness lead you by the hand, because it's always going to take you to places that you don't want to be, and you can start letting perspective and wisdom and love lead you by the hand, it'll always lead you to a place of health and peace. Number six, another way that you can tell, a marker in your life that you're growing and progressing, is you stop letting the opinions of others change your self-esteem. Other people develop opinions about you not because of you. Other people develop opinions about you because of them, not because of your life. God loves you. He's the apple of your eye. You don't have to stand up for that anymore. God created you. God forgave you. God desires you. God will never betray you. He'll never lie to you. He'll never sell you out. You're the apple of his eye. So you can shake all of those opinions off. It's not about you anyway. It's always about them. And when you can shake them off, that's how you know that you're growing. And then number seven, this is one way that you can tell that you're growing in this life. This is another marker. When you start to acknowledge what you don't know and asking for help, and that's not weakness, that's maturity. When you can acknowledge that asking for help is not weakness, but it's wisdom and maturity. It's not weak to admit, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to heal. I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to think about this. I don't know how to stop thinking about this. I don't know what to do. That's not weakness at all. It's actually a sign of wisdom. Do you know what the definition of wisdom is in the Bible? This is what it is: getting advice and counsel when you don't know what to do. When the Bible talks about wisdom and gaining wisdom, that's practically what it means. When you don't know what to do, you go get counsel and advice. Check out this verse in Proverbs 15:22. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. It's a huge sign, a clear marker of definite growth when you can come to a place in your life where you say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to handle this. And so I need help from other people who love me and have more experience in this life. That's wise. That's maturing. That's growing. That's progress. That's joy. It's actually weakness for you to say, I can figure this out on my own. That's actually weakness, and it's not wise at all. Other people have been through similar things in their life that you're going through right now. Let them help you, because from the outside looking in, they can see where your life is going. That's wisdom. So what always steals our joy and peace and happiness? Going backwards. It'll always do that. Realizing that you're starting to deal with things like the old you used to deal with those things. But what always brings us back to joy and peace and happiness, this is what it is. When you can look at your life and you can see these markers, you can see there's evidence. I was here, but now I'm growing. I was there, but now I'm different. I was dealing with things in this way, but now I'm dealing with things in a much more healthier way and godly way. And when you can look back on your life and you can say, man, I'm not where I need to be, well, I'm not where I used to be, that's when you experience peace and satisfaction and joy. I hope this helped you out today. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to catch you back next week. We hope you have a wonderful week.